USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Labor Department reports 266,000 jobs were added last month. That's less than half of the numbers for March and lower than economists were expecting. President Biden says the economy is still digging out of a very deep hole.
Out of an economic collapse that cost us 22 million jobs.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to a border processing facility in Texas. He said the situation is challenging.
But our plan of execution is well underway, and the results are compelling.
Mayorkas said the situation is changing, and he showed the differences at the facility in Donna, Texas.
Rather than approximately 3,700 unaccompanied children, there are 334.
He said the facilities are no place for a child, and they will stay in government care until they're reunited with their families.
We are re-engineering that process, and so we are building back better.
He also said they're going after the smuggling organizations that exploit the vulnerable children. In Afghanistan, 25 people were killed when bombs exploded in Kabul. More than 50 people were injured. So far, there's no claims of responsibility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and the history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Cisse gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nonuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.